Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled. Every valley of pride shall be filled with forgiveness and humility. This is how we can prepare the way of the Lord. This is Christmas, for this Christmas, but before for this Advent, as we are awaiting the coming of the Messiah, of Jesus our Lord, preparing the path. The question to all of us today, how will this Advent be any different than the previous Advent and the previous one before that? Will it be any different? What things are going to change? This is exactly what John the Baptist is telling you and me, to make it a special one, to make it different. Different than the previous one. Preparing the way of the Lord. A car needs to be, the oil has to be changed every 3 or 6 months. It depends on whatever kind of oil you put in. Imagine our soul. Imagine our minds. We need to constantly be changing. If a car needs an oil change, well, we do need to change the way we think, the way we act daily, not every 3 or 6 months. That's why we got a confession, because we want to prepare this way for the Lord. We want to be changed for him. Again, making every valley of pride and sin, changing that for the better for God, making it different. How will this Advent is going to be different than the previous one? Am I doing anything different? How am I changing the way I'm treating my neighbor? The way I'm preparing myself from within and from outside, personally, and the way I'm decorating my home, the way I'm preparing the gifts and everything, all of that counts to prepare the way for him. John the Baptist is calling us all to repent for conversion. And again, that needs to take place daily, every single day, to be right with God. St. Mary Help of Christians has a beautiful idea, great idea to help us to prepare, because we might be like, how can I prepare? How can I make it different? At the entrance of the church, you will find a heart-shaped container, and the parish family Advent activity is inviting us all to put a piece of straw in that container. This is a great reminder to all of us, a beautiful activity to prepare the way for God, making acts of kindness and generosity. If you haven't done so, I would invite all of us to put a piece of straw before we leave the church today. Make it a commitment for this week. Making a random act of kindness, an act of mercy or forgiveness. Go to an extra mass. Make a good confession. Say extra prayers. Get involved in a parish ministry or function. Spend an hour in adoration in St. Clair's Chapel. Donate to a favorite charity. Visit a prisoner or nursing home resident. Volunteer. Participate in an angel tree project. Make homemade gifts to limit your Christmas spending. Take cookies to a lonely neighbor. And so on and so on. How am I preparing the way for God to receive him? How will this Advent, this Christmas, will be different than the year before and the year before? Again, conversion has to be taking place daily. The goal is to become like Christ, to be merciful, to be forgiven. Everything else will pass away. And I mean the decorations, the gifting, and all of that. But Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. He is coming to give himself to you and to me. How am I changing daily? How am I changing my paths, my ways, to change that to please him, to be with him, and to give him glory. Please stand. I believe in one God,